Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle, we're here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We are talking Penn State football for the next hour, looking at the transfer situation, which I know is something everybody's talking about right now. There's also a couple pieces of good news on the recruiting front to touch on, a couple new commitments, very significant ones, I believe. We'll go around looking at the depth chart, each position, how it's been impacted so far by this list of pending transfers, which seems to keep growing and growing and growing. So we'll look at the areas where some of these transfers didn't really matter, which I think a lot of them maybe fall into that category. But there's a couple spots on a depth chart where it's not necessarily the impact that they would have made as a front-end starter necessarily, but the transfers leaving creates a number situation that's worth monitoring. So we'll touch on all those, look around at each position. We'll circle back at the end. Quarter number four, Penn State basketball with Jeff Brown, the best 0-8 team in the country. Number one is if there's an NIT – The NIT, Penn State would be the number one seed. So they've got that going for them. Jeff Brown will join us a little bit later to touch on that. So let's start, Greg, with the news coming out of late Saturday night, the Polynesia Bowl. Devon Ellis, a four-star defensive tackle from McDonough School in Maryland, ended up picking Penn State. If you could see air quotes, I'd be using those with the word pick. He had been locked into the 2019 class since December, and kind of like Jason Oway in the 2018 class, sat on that commitment, managed in this day and age to keep that commitment silent, which is maybe the most impressive thing of all. And then he announces it first at the end of the first quarter of this game. A big get, maybe the guy on the target list that a lot of people felt like was the most important target left.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think when you look at everything that Penn State needed to sort of sew up in this push to the traditional signing day after signing 18 guys in December, honestly, the biggest one that they needed was the defensive line and specifically defensive tackle, because that was one area they did not address all that well. Now, as it turns out, safety is a pretty darn big need too right now after a couple guys decided to move on in the transfer world. But defensive tackle is a big deal, especially once Kevin Givens decided to become a guy to head to the NFL draft. So, yeah, at this point, I think that Penn State got the guy that they were looking for, got the guy that, you know, they needed. And at the end of the day, that is as good a get as you can expect this time of year. They have a couple guys they're still looking at. But, they beat out a couple quality programs, USC and Ohio State, to get Devon Ellis. And P.J. Mustipher was his teammate a year ago before Mustipher graduated and went to Penn State, and now Ellis is going to follow in his footsteps.
I wonder, at 6'2", 280, there's some college readiness, it looks like, to his game. Now, P.J. Mustipher is kind of a freak of nature in the way that he carried 6'4", 305. So right. You can't compare him to a lot of freshmen. I do really think that next year – he's going to make that Yetur Gross-Matos-like leap into the starting lineup and become a real impact player, not somebody who just holds his own as a freshman. But with Ellis, I like his profile, and I like what you see on film from him as far as power and quickness and that whole combination of things. It's definitely something to be molded. I'm curious to see, the defensive tackle depth chart is really wide open after Kevin Givens leaves. There's spots up for grabs, not entirely different from this past year when there were spots up for grabs. And I think you could probably look back at the 2018 season and wish that it had gone a little bit better inside. But what Penn State is doing now, Greg, and with guys, there were freshmen in the 2018 class who redshirted who might very well be ready to rock and roll next fall. But what they're doing is they're putting this – struggle recruiting defensive tackles in the rearview mirror. And the 2018 class went a long way. Corey Bowles, before he transferred, was a good get late.
Yep.
In the 17 class, and now getting Ellis this late in the cycle, it I say this late in the cycle. You have been committed since December. But
right.
Getting Ellis is another big get, and it's what they need to do. You look at what the power programs are doing. This is like the floor-type player for your Alabamas and Clemsons and your Ohio States. You're not getting a lot of projects on the defensive line. You're getting guys who can be molded into something great.
Yeah.
And Penn State has evolved on that front. You just haven't seen it pay off just yet. Maybe it's 2019.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think each year Penn State takes another step at a position to get closer to that point of being where the power programs are. We've seen them do it at the corner, obviously at running back. Summit receiver, you know, they always take steps forward. Now maybe the defensive line is getting into that realm where it is really going to take the next step. And it's not that they've recruited poorly, but again, we've talked about it before. If you want Penn State to be in the college football playoff conversation, you have to win up front. They haven't won enough up front. They're getting to the point now, however, where the recruiting is starting to match what you need to be able to do that.
And Ellis is another big building block along those lines. And that made, by my count, two out of their three top defensive line targets left on the board. They ended up getting in a few-day stretch. You add to that Smith Vilbert, the 6'6", 250-pound defensive end who there's some rawness there, but there's definitely a lot to work with. Mm-hmm. And that length and that athleticism are pretty extraordinary. So he's a guy who I don't think you circle him as a guy who's going to make an impact right away, but the athletic profile and his size and speed and length, he's definitely an intriguing player in this 2019 class.
Yeah, he is. He's a guy that's pretty raw but very talented, and I think that Penn State and a lot of other schools were looking at him, but knew he kind of had his heart set on basketball before his senior season when he really turned his attention to football. And, you know, we've heard about guys doing this before. Jason Owe actually is a good example of a guy that did that. And Vilbert is a guy that's raw. I mean, there's no question about it. He's going to need time to add some weight and develop, but his athleticism is almost freaky, and his ability to get off the ball for a guy that really hasn't been playing or concentrating on football that long is phenomenal. So it's a big deal, I think. And Penn State was able to go out, secure him, even though a lot of big-time other programs were trying to come in and get him late.
So the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check it all out at gopsurv.com. The blue-white game is coming faster than you know it. 2019 season, as much as it doesn't feel like it right now, as they're in the trenches trying to put this roster together, also coming before you know it. You got to check out what all they have to offer at gopsurv.com. A whole weekend of tailgating in a lot of fellow college football fans. I don't know what else you could want when you're making the trip to State College or really anywhere else. But to surround yourself with that environment, it's kind of the whole point. It's like the game is the afterthought. GoPSURV.com for all your needs there. With Smith Vilbert, I don't want to call him a project, but if you were playing three more years of football, there's no way he's a three-star.
Right.
There's no way his recruitment doesn't go national. And I think you've seen Penn State and a lot of other programs have success getting this ball of raw ability and turning it into something recognizable. And I think you're going to see that probably in 2019 with Jason Owe. But with Smith Vilbert, somebody you can really take your time and build on that. And, you know, you obviously look down the road too far, but that 6'6", it makes him pretty unique with that wingspan. And you could see him someday, if all things go well, he's a guy that can play in the league just because of that length.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who, you know, Penn State always hasn't had this work out in the past, guys that are big projects, but the athleticism's there and the raw talent is there. The wingspan's there. The measurables are there. Hasn't always worked out. I think this case will be different, though. I mean, this is a defensive lineman that has a frame that could make him as big as Etor Gross-Matos one day. And if he can get to that point, obviously the sooner the better. But I don't want to put too much of a high expectation on him because he is a three-star guy. He is still learning the game. That can be good or bad depending on how quickly Sean Spencer can get him up to speed. So there's definitely going to be a learning curve for him. However, I do think he's a guy that you can expect to see a lot of down the road.
Looking at the transfer list now, Greg, the couple new additions from the weekend, Let's start with Danny Dalton, who announced, what was it, Sunday? Everything just blurs together. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, going to Boston College, a little closer to his home. And, you know, highly regarded tight end, looked the part on film. I'm not sure what happened that he wasn't able to kind of make a little bit more of its opportunity, particularly this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Pat Freiermuth certainly happened, and it changed the complexion of the depth chart. But it just didn't happen for him here. You look, you hope that he gets a shot and can salvage that at Boston College.
Right. So, I mean, I think that hopefully things work out for him with him moving closer to home. Obviously, you know, he'll have a chance to sort of right his career ship, if you will. But, I mean, he just was overtaken by Pat Freiermuth. I think that's just what happened. I don't think that, you know, Danny Dalton was a bad player by any means, or that he didn't necessarily develop. I mean, he maybe didn't develop as much as we thought he would, but I think he developed some. I just think he was overtaken by a freshman that was extremely talented and able to come in and play right away, and obviously had a lot of success doing so.
And I'm sure we'll touch on the tight end depth chart a little bit more earlier, but with Pat Freiermuth rising to the top, there just wasn't a good way for, right, you know, for fans, or maybe for the coaches too, to separate, okay, what are you getting from John Holland? What are you getting from Nick Bowers? What are you getting from Danny Dalton?
Mm-hmm.
And Dalton was the least experienced guy of that group, and I think you saw what happened with his reps and his snaps. They just they went down instead of up.
Right.
You know, and he was a guy, if you remember in the spring, was like the last guy standing. So you thought, okay,
right,
this is an opportunity with all these starters.
Literally
and
the
everything.
Last guy standing, yeah.
Yeah. So you thought he might be able to parlay that into something that just didn't happen for him. Hopefully it does at Boston College. Another one, Jarvis Miller. And you know, it's funny, fans have this kind of anger towards people who are leaving. Some of the more surprising guys. On social media, you see that stuff. But, teammates, for the most part, have been super supportive of guys who are moving on, trying to pursue what's better, because they're living it. You know, the same opportunities that they have at Penn State, they're hoping that other guys get someplace else. But Jarvis Miller announcing he's going to UMass it looked to me like the most favorable response. Like, he seemed like genuinely an awesome teammate.
Yes.
And from everything we understood through the recruiting process, he was a pretty awesome kid throughout. So it might not look like a huge loss in terms of what you expect from him in 2019, but, you know, he's one of those glue guys that would see him on the roster that is going to go pursue his opportunity at UMass.
Yeah, it's good for him. I think he'll have a chance to get up there. I think Penn State needed him to bounce the linebacker, and it moved him to safety, and it just never found a home for him. And unfortunately, when you're in that spot as a Penn State football player, more often than not, you're probably going to get passed by. We saw it with Koa Farmer. We saw it now with Jarvis Miller, a couple other guys. I mean, once you're in that tweener spot and they don't know exactly where they're going to play you, you're just losing time to make up ground. And more often than not, this is probably going to be the outcome of those decisions.
Probably another conversation for another day. If that transition to a new position doesn't stick right away, you don't have a whole lot of time to make up for that. We're going to move on looking at the depth chart, where the transfers have hit the hardest. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.